So the first one is, what makes an exceptional customer experience and what does it take to make one?
Well, an exceptional customer experience is starting with understanding what a customer experience is. Too many people that work in this field look at customer experience from their point of view. So it means that these are the technologies we need, these are the systems and processes, these are the groups that handle the experience that people have. But there's no one person who necessarily owns customer experience. The customer owns the customer experience. And what I challenge businesses to think about is, what if you had to measure the customer experience from the customer's perspective? For example, what I feel is your customer, what I'm buying, when I'm trying to consider what I should buy, when I do purchase, how I use your product, when I have a problem with your product, and how I talk about your product. That's the customer experience. And this is why most businesses miss the true opportunity to be the disruptor, and which is why they become disrupted, is because they're not understanding what matters to people.
So, yes. In your book, The Future of Business, you are talking about the role technology plays in engaging with the consumers. Do you think having a top-notch technology is the most important thing?
Technology is one of the things that gets in the way of people when they understand how to be more relatable to people. It's because we use it as a crutch. And by that, I mean, we use technology because we're lazy. We try to be scalable. We try to be more relevant because we're using the latest technology, but at the same time, what we use technology for is essentially just being put onto or bolted onto or slapped onto old stuff and old thinking and old ways of doing business. And at the end of the day, customers are changing. They're becoming more empowered. I don't care where you live in the world. I don't care how you think about business. I don't care how you think about customers. At the end of the day, there is a real evolution going on, and I call it digital Darwinism. And unless we start really thinking about how technology solves problems or creates opportunities, we are going to be part of the problem, not part of the solution.
I stumbled upon a quote of yours: if you don't disrupt yourself, it will be a gift given to you by someone else. In these turbulent times, how dangerous it is for someone else to shape your vision.
These are really solid questions. Okay, so I believe that if you do not disrupt yourself, you are not allowed to talk about disruption. It is a truth that I believe that is something you have to experience. Too many companies are essentially trying to evolve through iteration. They're trying to evolve by doing the same things better. But innovation, this is a time where we need innovation. This is when you do new things that creates new value. This is so important because new value means that there is something to be appreciated outside of what you appreciate. That means that society's changing, the core values are changing, that aspirations are changing, how people even define happiness is changing. And you're trying to sell to who you think the customer is, but they're changing. And so the people that you sell to that still buy you, that still keep you in business, that still keep you profitable, are starting to get older. They're starting to get more grumpier. They're the grumpy old men and the grumpy old women. They're going to start dying. And I hate to say that, but it's true. And that's who you're selling to. And you have to start thinking about how to be relevant to a new generation of not just customers, but just human beings. I mean, come on. It's time to start to challenge your own role, to reinvent your role so that you can be successful for a new generation of business.
So whenever we read your blog posts or books, we feel like we all know that, like we feel that we have felt it before through business, but it has actually never been written before. So most of the people will say, yeah, he says all the logical stuff, but if you ask somebody else to explain it in advance, like first, they wouldn't be able to. How do you actually create that like first explanation, the reason behind some of the things that are going on in the industry?
What you just said and what you just asked is actually a very big compliment. Einstein once said, if you don't really know your subject and be able to communicate it simply, then you really don't know your subject. When you're able to make something relatable, when you're able to put words in people's hearts and mouths and minds, like he said what I felt, it is a great deal of work, which means that you have to be incredibly empathetic. And this is where businesses fail, is that I might say something and someone might say like, oh, of course, that's logical. And some people actually dismiss that to say, and that's so common sense, but they don't think it. But when they read it, it's what you do with what I write that determines your fate. And this is what's very interesting, is that some people dismiss it and say like, oh, that's so commonsensical, but they never thought about it before. They never articulated it before. But then there are people who say like, that is exactly what I've been trying to put words to.
That's what we do.
And then they start to change the world. And I only know this because I am incredibly empathetic. I study people's challenges, their opportunities, their aspirations, where they find successes. And I find all of the patterns in like where they do this, how they do this, where they can't do this. And when I write about it, it's like, yes, that's exactly what I'm dealing with. But it's not scalable, and this is my challenge.
Yes.
When somebody listens to what I have to say, and they really get it, it's because they actually are ready to bring about change, or they're ready for change. Of all the people in the world, only a few people are ready for change. But this is how we scale, is that if I can inspire people to bring about change, then we can all grow this.